the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman. I got that football helmet a little tight this morning. What do you think, Ref? It's amazing. You know,
that
we got
pretty funny, Bill, the way you put those headphones on, I got to admit.
I'll tell you what. Somebody else wound it a little tighter than I wanted to be wound this morning. This is It's Your Business, and it is show 728 in our original It's Your Business series. And what a weekend we have. We got Jazz Fest. We got the Crazy Days, the British Open, a new plastic surgery associate surgeon, and a lady surgeon at that. She'll meet with us in an hour or two, along with the concerns that we have eating. Busy Lizzie is in the show. Imagine all the people we have today. We'll talk about the business of golf. Dr. Tim Lee Burton and Adam Scott will join us. And our commercial real estate voice will be with us. But let's start with Jody Schwan, Sioux Falls Business Journal. And Jody, as I understand the cover story of the week, there was actually two that I saw. One was the strategy on organizations improving by getting boards out of the boardroom.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm curious what the second one was, but I guess we'll get to that. But yeah, we thought it would be appropriate. A lot of organizations use a board of directors. You know, sometimes you're a publicly traded company. It's required. And in many cases, it's a nonprofit. And you're bringing in a board to get some additional community involvement, typically some help with fundraising as well as governance. And I think we have this stereotype of the board sitting around the boardroom. You got the monthly meeting, you got the agenda, everybody votes. And sometimes it becomes kind of a rubber stamp, or sometimes it becomes, you know, just a fundraising machine. So what we're finding is a lot of progressive organizations are looking for new strategies to really engage the board members. You know, part of this comes with, how do you select the board? How do you get a good, diverse group of people who have the time and the energy to commit to your organization? That can be a challenge in itself. But some of the unique and more interesting things that we found that some organizations are doing is getting their board members out into the field, whatever that might be. I'll give you a couple quick examples here. So we had a for-profit, Northwestern Energy, of course, a publicly traded company headquartered in Sioux Falls. Well, they used to hold their boardrooms in New York, Bill. The problem with that is that a lot of their work happens in places like Montana and Nebraska. So what they started doing is bringing the board members on site. They actually would take them out into the field. They'd show them some of the work and some of the improvements that were going on, and it really gave them a different perspective. So that was one interesting one. The other is over at the Great Plains Zoo, which I think has a good history in recent years of really engaging its board members and utilizing them to make change. They have been very involved in strategic planning, in big capital projects, and got a leg. So one shot that we had in this week's issue, one of their board members even ended up having a giraffe named after himself, and he now goes out and feeds his giraffe. So all kinds of things you can do with your board.
Well, the other one is the one that I think we may have touched on last week, but it kind of grabbed at people this week when we saw Main Street shrinking a little bit with some of the things that were being done.
I know. I think we kind of gave you a heads up on Monday that this was coming, but until you see it, it's a little bit hard to actually envision what's going to happen. The road diet is what they're calling this, because Main Avenue is getting skinnier, and they waited until the Hot Summer Nights event was over to really roll this out. So I think today, and certainly throughout the course of the weeks and months ahead, you're going to really see what this could do. So, you know, we know that people want an urban, a walkable downtown area. I think we've certainly achieved that on Phillips Avenue and over on the East Bank. And so the idea is, what could we create with Main Avenue? What kinds of additional business might we be able to spark if we just made that road look and feel a bit different? So we have a couple of businesses profiled in this week's story, which is still online at SiouxFallsBusinessJournal.com. And what I liked about this is that they're planning their own improvements. And in addition to having this pilot project, that it should all feed off of each other. So what I mean by that is, Wiley's, for example, over at 6th and Main, recently unveiled this really impressive, nice new patio seating area. they're trying to go after some more of that after work crowd. They've expanded the menu and the beverages and all of that stuff. So really nice project. They're going to gain some additional outdoor seating with the road diet, and they're going to gain some additional parking. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see, I think, the impact it has on a business like that. The other one is Parker's. Often they get so busy at dinner, they told me that people leave because they don't have the space for them to even wait. So they're going to get, I think they said, about three times as much outdoor seating with this road diet. And at the same time, they're kind of planning some improvements right now to the upstairs in that building. It's a great historic building. And they would add another bar and potentially even some deck seating up there, probably not until next year. But again, you know, it all depends on what kind of pedestrian traffic, what kind of business traffic can we generate. So something like this pilot project could go a long way in sparking some more business along that Main Avenue corridor.
Jody, I think you joined me this morning with the fact that we need to stress the importance of trying to be safe this weekend with all the crazy days that's downtown, the Jazz Fest, and the litany of accidents that we've had over the last week.
Absolutely, Bill. I mean, it's just kind of stunning on some level. It's like every day is something different. And so often, I think those summer months, and we know, we actually market the fact that these, I think, 10 days or 2 weeks of summer are some of our busiest in town because we do have all of those events. So people are out and about, and people are coming in who aren't typically in the community, so maybe don't know their way around as well. And it's for sure a great reminder to just be careful. We don't need any more of these horrible stories coming out. I really hope we have just a calm, safe, good weekend.
Well, we want them to be extra alert right now. That it's been kind of a pattern right now. And as we start visiting with people in the car or visiting with one of the instruments in the car, that that can certainly be a distraction. We don't need distractions. You need your A game this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, even something like this Main Avenue project, right? You might find yourself walking in an area that you haven't before, and yet that doesn't mean that there's not still vehicle traffic. So for sure, pay attention.
Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal, thanks for joining us on It's Your Business.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Have a good weekend.
Jesse Schmidt from the Better Business Bureau of South Dakota joins us. As always, she has those little nuggets each week which make us feel like somebody's watching.
Hi, somebody's Jesse. Always watching. Thanks, Bill.
We're going to talk kids today.
Right. We don't talk about kids in internet scams too much, but it's summertime, so your kids have a lot more time on their hands, and oftentimes that is spent in front of a screen. And so we know that how our kids grow up is can be completely different than how we grow up. So how do you best protect your kids and your grandkids becoming victims on the internet? So there's a few things that the Better Business Bureau wants you to be aware of. One of them is bullying. You know, it happens on the internet, and sometimes people, adults even, are more emboldened if they can have an anonymous face or, if they don't have to look at you to say something mean. This often happens through social media sites. So there's age requirements on those social media sites, and that's for a reason. So I would encourage you not to allow your children on some of those social media sites if they don't meet the age requirements. And then before they do, you have to absolutely know their passwords at all time. So doesn't hurt to creep on your kids' Facebook page. You don't have to like everything that they like so their friends know that you're watching, but you just need to be on there looking and seeing what direction the conversations are going. And likewise, your kids need to be very, very careful about what they say and what they post on the internet, because
it can harm them.
Oh, absolutely. In many ways. First off, we know that kids don't have any concept of what forever is. Forever is till tomorrow or the next meal, or they just don't have any concept of that. In the internet, it is out there forever, even if you think you have deleted it. And we all know that businesses and organizations are looking on the internet. We'd like to think they don't hold something against you that you did as a 13-year-old, but it is going to be out there. So again, just those repeated conversations with your children and monitoring where they're going. You set them up with an email address. We know that there's phishing and spam out there that happens to adults all the time. It happens to kids, too. You need to warn them that most often when people contact them to share their email address, that that's a bad thing. They should never click on links in emails, that they just should never click on links within an email period, because they may think something is truly legitimate, like we talk about all the times on how these major retailers, their websites are hijacked and that sort of thing. So really, they should only be answering email from people they know. And one of the scariest things about the internet is it's so easy to get to inappropriate contact or content information, really by accident. And kids can be drawn into that so quickly. And we know that the addiction for that sort of thing is very quick and is at no cost. And children are preyed upon on the internet every single day. And so you need to scare your kids into staying away from those sites. And again, as a parent, put some controls on there, monitor where they're going on the internet. All of these things are just one scratch the surface as what we as parents should be doing as parents and grandparents to protect our kids on the internet.
Jesse Schmidt from the Better Business Bureau of South Dakota. People have any questions about this, they really should call, get some advice. How's the best way to do that?
Sure, absolutely. This is a great one that you can go out on the internet and look for all kinds of information. The Federal Trade Commission has information out there. The BBB has information out there. So Google that, how to protect children on the internet, and you're going to find all kinds of articles. But, of course, the BBB is there to help you with more decisions than that. We encourage you to, before you make a buying decision, to go online to BBB.org, or you can always give us a call in Sioux Falls at 271-2066.
Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bill.
I'd done this sooner.
Hi, I'm Donna from Stanford Hearing Aids, and we hear that a lot. Recently, a new patient told us, "If I had known how easy getting used to hearing aids would be, I would have done it much sooner." At Stanford's, that's pronounced with a T, we will make every step as easy as possible. Our professional and experienced providers, Chris, Ann, and Stephanie, all have the same goal, to help you improve your hearing. Please don't wait. Your hearing is too important. Call 338-6251 to schedule your free visit or go to StanfordHearingAids.com.
In today's marketplace, investing for your future requires an understanding of where you are, where you want your money to take you, and managing the risks along the way. I'm Mary Howard with the Howard Group at Baird. Here in Sioux Falls, we've successfully guided investors and their families for 20 years by keeping their interests first, always. Together, we can help secure your financial future. Call us at 605-275-2310 or visit our website at www.howardgroupofbaird.com.
Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Michael Medved, Sunday afternoons 3 to 6. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Get your business and Nelson Property Consultants in the house. One Ron Nelson. Good morning. How's the voice of commercial real estate?
It's doing good. I've caught my breath, and so here I am.
You know, last week we talked about the jumping restaurant business in Sioux Falls with Mr. Tom Cruise of Sioux Falls. Interesting story with what they're doing on that end, but there is more to the restaurant riddle.
Well, I got started on that topic, and don't want to belabor the point too much, but at the same time, I mean, it's a significant category in our business, commercial real estate business in town here. And for whatever reason, goodness, it was 22 years ago, I want to say, I put the ground round in at 41st and Grange, where now the 18th Amendment is. And just kind of to myself at that time, I thought, you know, how many more restaurants do we need here? And then we did Champs not too long after that, and same deal. It's like, well, you know, not to say we're full, but, you know, how many more, you know, establishments can this town support, you know, which is comical today, you know, when you see all that's happened. And like a lot of retailers, you know, the restaurants in particular, because I think it's a fair question to say, you know, how many more can survive? And you'll even ask a restaurant that, and they say, you know, very true. You know, probably not everybody. Just won't be us when the new guys come. So, you know, it's very competitive and very, you know, a lot of strong egos, you know, drive that business. But, you know, in many respects, I've got guys coming to town week after next. Of course, you know, I'm gone next week. But
we're going to talk about that riding across Iowa.
You know, these guys are artists. And, you know, there's an artistic element to their creation. And, you know, when you've had some success, you tend to, in some cases, be somewhat proud of yourself, you know. And some of these guys can be a little touchy to work with and so forth. But I enjoy that. I like working with, we'll call it, confident people. Okay, that's probably the safer, nicer way to say it. But no, I mean, there's a lot of strong egos in our business, especially in the restaurant business, not only with the nationals, but when you get into some of kind of what I call these craft type, you know, originals. And that's who we're bringing to town now next week. I think I showed you their brochure last time I was
here. You did.
And so a lot of fun. And it's just so cool, you know, when you see things, certainly on a local level, we got Bronco, Minerva, Spazia, you know, some of these guys that, you know, are Sioux Falls born bred type guys that just do some amazing creations. And so it's fun to see their influence as well as, you know, certainly a lot of outside influence. I was going to touch on just, you know, looking at who's come to town, you know, in the last year. And certainly I'm not going to be all inclusive, but you think about it, it's pretty significant. You know, we've had two Beef O'Brady's, the All-Day Cafe and Tap House 41 split up the old Champ spaces in space in the Western Mall, and also splitting up spaces, and this is what is kind of the fun creative aspect of the commercial real estate business. CC's Pizza on the corner of 57th and Louise got split up also into two restaurants. We got Noodles Cafe on the corner, and just recently inside of them, Marco's Pizza opened up. We have Backyard Grill, which is a barbecue operation, another example of one of these kinds of local creations. And I say local, Brookings, but they're out of Brookings, and they've been very popular up there and moved down here this year at just straight I'm directionally challenged south of Bucks in the Shields area on Western Avenue. You know, we mentioned the Pita Pits, Panda Express, Prairie Berry Winery. Kind of, I haven't been in that thing. I think there's a restaurant or food component to it. Of course, Five Guys, The District, and that's not really the right name. The District has its own name of their restaurant, and I can't remember what it is, but I think people know what I'm talking about.
Just so. Get to the District, you get to the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. Easy. So, again, for those that started a restaurant last year that I didn't mention, sorry, but I'm just trying to conceptually cover the impact that, you know, we've just seen in the last 12 months by some of the notable ones, at least.
Ron Nelson with Nelson Property Consultants, maybe twice a week, I'll hear from people telling me about a new restaurant that we should do something with. And, of course, in our show, people generally pay to be in the show, and they're saying, well, these are new people to the business, and, you know, they just got married, and they thought it would be a great, great thing for them to do it, to have their own restaurant. We have talked about some of those that really studied why Sioux Falls, why the location. One of some of the things that you tell those people that call and say, I want to do a restaurant, but I'm not sure what I should be doing.
You know, I largely tell them, gee, I can't help you. You know, I'm not a career counselor. I'm a real estate site guy. And I don't mean to sound cold-hearted when I say that, but, you know, it's a bloody business. I was an approved restaurant franchisee for, I wouldn't say a national, but, you know, kind of a regional chain. And I've seen the success that some of my clients have had and thinking, geez, I know more about the business than they did when they got into it. Certainly I can do this. And I got a stroke of luck. This franchise sort of rollout change that they were doing kind of turned out to be a flop. And, you know, truly, I feel like by the grace of God, you know, somebody other than my intelligence was looking out for me. But, you know, there's no guarantees, you know, and it's just, what did we say last week? I think I checked with the city folks or whatever in terms of how many licensed establishments we have. I think Jody reported in July of 2013 that we had, I think, 658 licensed restaurant establishments.
Wow.
About the start of the year, the city had it at about 700. And that was the most recent data that she could readily pull. You go to, like, TripAdvisor, and they'll only note about 325 restaurants. And so, you know, some of those are the, you know, little cafe inside a hotel or something like that would still, you know, fit into that category that sometimes we don't think of as locals. But certainly a lot of choices and more coming.
Well, we're going to keep a close eye on that. But you're going to do a ride across my home state next week.
Yeah.
Tell me how that came about. And I'll bet you're going to be talking a little bit about Sioux Falls when you get off the bike.
You know, we talk about Sioux Falls all the time. And, you know, I talked last week about the GPS story that was on CNN, and you know, we're emailing that out to our national clients now because it's a sales job to, you know, sell our city. And people say, oh, you know, do you have sites? And I'm like, well, you know, it doesn't matter what my site is if somebody doesn't want to be in my town, you know. So it is really a twofold sales strategy. But yeah, I'm looking forward to talking up Sioux Falls. We'll be adorned in Sioux Falls apparel riding across Iowa for RAGBRAI. And as far as it coming about, I just, you know, I'm a frustrated jock and played basketball as long as I could, blew out the knee, you know, like 10 years ago, and just in denial and running and, you know, all those things and not working too well. Go see the surgeon. He's like, you know, what do you think you're doing? I mean, I'm happy to see you in a year or two for a new knee, but you're probably a little young for that. So have you tried biking? And so got me on the bike in 09. I did the Tour Dakota when we had that kind of a South Dakota version of RAGBRAI, and done that full year once and a couple of segments, a couple of other years. And, you know, we don't really have that now as to the extent like we did before. So, well, let's go with the standard of the of that, you know, kind of business or whatever. And so we're trying RAGBRAI this year and got a group of guys we're going with. So,
well, if you'll do this, if you'll send us some notes, we'll do a little blog.
Okay.
We'll use some pictures.
Okay.
And we'll put it on our Kello website. And then when you get back, we'll talk about the reaction you got about Sioux Falls across Iowa.
Goodness, I don't know that anybody wants to see me anyway. Plus, you know, the
old somebody's got to take the pictures, all those people that are going
for radio. But after a day of writing, you look pretty haggard. But, no, I'd be happy to. That'd be fine.
All right. He's Ron Nelson, Nelson Property Consultants, safe travels across the state. And we'll talk to you when you get back. And we're going to talk to Busy Lizzie. We're going to talk Jazz Fest, Crazy Days, all a part of this crazy It's Your Business Hour. Should that put us in the mood for Jazz Fest?
It should put you in the mood. If that doesn't, I don't know what's going to, Bill.
How about you, Rob Joyce? You are in quarter number two of Jazz Fest. You all ready for it?
Yeah, we are. We've been in Jazz Fest mode for almost 24 hours now.
You've been in Jazz Fest mode since the last one, though, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
All right. With the fact that it is a free event for those that have come to town, it really showcases the best of Sioux Falls, the best of music, and a chance to just get together.
You know, and that's exactly it. You know, it's a time for community, and it's a great way for people to get together and enjoy South Dakota, enjoy the summer.
All right, so those that are saying, what music will we have tonight? Can you give them a platform?
Well, you know, Rev was just playing a little bit of George Thorogood, who Mid-County Communications is helping us to assist in bringing in tonight, George Thorogood and the Destroyers. This is their 40th anniversary tour, and they're going to put on one heck of a show.
And the music for your event tonight starts at 6, correct?
Yeah, music starts at 6. Our gates will open at 4 o'clock, and our buses, our shuttles will start running at 5 o'clock, and that's from Lincoln High School.
All right, transportation, always a question. Where can you park? And I saw a sign that says, you will not let people out here.
Well, we've got signs everywhere. I don't know where that one was. But
that was on Minnesota.
We just want to make sure that people know that parking inside the park is $10 a vehicle. We have limited parking, but the shuttles are the best way to get to and from Jazz Fest, plus the bike trails. We've got a bike valet. So, Bill, when you ride your bike down at Jazz Fest, you can stop at the Spoken Sport spot there, and they will park your bike, take care of it, watch it all night, and then when you're ready to go home, you can jump back on it and head out to the bike trail again.
Nice. That's cool.
Rob, and that's free.
Yeah.
Rob, you use the word free, and that's one of the things that a lot of groups do. In fact, the group that I'm with, Kiwanis, is one of those that collects at the bridge out there, and we've been doing it for years. And we always tell people we're doing it to keep Jazz Fest free, and that's not an easy task.
You know, we were talking about this yesterday as well. You know, we've got, here's how we keep it free. 65 sponsors, over 900 volunteers, all kinds of people inside the community that help to make sure that this event happens on our committee. A great partnership with the city, all the different departments, especially Parks and Rec. And, of course, I've got a great board of directors that allows me to spend some money to make sure that this event continues to happen. So it's a group effort.
We are reminding people this morning as well, with all the accidents we've had in the city in the last week, be a little more conscious of everything that's going on, and let's make sure the Jazz Fest is safe as well.
Yeah, you know, we've had very few accidents at Jazz Fest over the last 23 years, and we want to keep it that way. But, you know, the weather looks good. The outlook is really going to be just nothing but maybe a little bit of a breeze. Otherwise, it should be one of the fantastic years that we have.
Well, I promised we'd only keep you a few minutes this morning, but we appreciate what you're doing, appreciate the event that's been put together, and now you need to take advantage of it. The park or the facilities open at 4, music at 6 tonight. Rob Joyce, Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, another event this weekend is Crazy Days in Sioux Falls, and one of those that is doing Crazy Days, first time they've done it in 2 or 3 years, is Lamps and Shades. They're a part of the remodeling show that we do on Tuesday. They're at 2511 South Minnesota. Sarah has joined us this morning. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
All right, Crazy Days, and as Jim LaDuc was telling us, it's really designed as an inventory reduction indoor and out.
That's exactly right. We're calling it Crazy Days to go along with the city. We have a few things out in front of the store on the sidewalk, some outdoor fixtures. We have drastically reduced prices, like 50 to 80%, to get rid of a lot of the merchandise to make way for the new fall merchandise. We have wonderful, great bar stools that are Canadian-made. Just as an example, they were $780 a piece. They're now three for $900. Wooden end tables, beautiful mirrors, lamps, exterior and interior fixtures of all kinds. We have under cabinet lighting, chandeliers, anything that anyone wants to just kind of maybe revamp a bathroom or kitchen, family room area, you know, and not change the whole room. We can help you with that. We're just having a lot of fun here and had a great day yesterday also.
Well, and Jim was saying he hasn't done this in a couple of years, and we kind of joked with him on the show that it's a little out of character for Mr. Jim LaDuc, but it's something fun. You need to take advantage of this. It doesn't happen every year. It's at Lamps and Shades, 2511 South Minnesota. One last parting note for us, Sarah?
Right. We are having fun doing this. I just want to interject that. I'm new here, and Larry and Laura and I are the sales consultants, and Kathy is the only certified lighting consultant in the state of South Dakota. Jim is an electrician. And if you are new to the area, please come in and take time to look around and visit us for the sale or any other time. We'd love to work with you.
Sarah, thank you. Thank Lamps and Shades, 2511 South Minnesota.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
When we come back, we're going to visit a little bit with Mary Howard, and we'll also talk Busy Lizzie, all a part of It's Your Business on this Friday. It's
not in some far-off land. It's right here in Easy Living, Esau Falls. The builder, Brad, and his wife, Tammy, bring years of skill, craftsmanship, and love to this project, all part of the Canterbury Village difference.
I think there are lots of reasons why Canterbury Village is different. The atmosphere that we're trying to promote there, our tagline is, where living at home is like being on vacation. And we try to do that in a number of different ways. Maintenance-free environment, whether it's the fact that they have crazy work schedules or just crazy life schedules, they just plain don't have time or don't want to have to worry about doing things like taking care of the outside of their house and shoveling and doing all of that. My husband, Brad, and I, being the builders, we are there 24/7. We have a vested interest in it.
And I'm Tony Bachman with Keller Williams Realty. If you'd like to set up your own private tour, you can give us a call at 275-0555 or youronlinehomeguide.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me.
Best of Mike Gallagher. Weekend 6 to 9 p.m. Kello News Talk 1320 107.9.
Well, we're in the middle of summer, and if you're busy like the people we've talked to on the air this morning, you know that you have to get a good night's sleep. When you lay down, you want to be able to sleep, and Comfort King does that for the Zortmans. We've been talking about it since January. And Chris Larson at the factory out there near the favorite restaurant that I have on 49th and also the mall. Place to go. They'll fit you for that bed that will make sure you've got the zero gravity. You've got the chance to put your feet up, put your head up to the position that just works for you. Plus the softness of that bed. For me, if it's been a tough day dealing with the likes of the Rev and Kurt Boney and all those that are in the show.
You're saying that I'm tough to deal with?
Some days.
All of a sudden out of the blue that just came in there and yeah, I just thought I'd ask.
But you right. understand that we have to get that good night's sleep. If you're going to sleep, you sleep. Okay. And that's what I try to program. Couldn't do it without my Comfort King. And as we told you last week, it's not too small. It's not too soft. It's just right. Comfort King for you. Today we welcome to the show Mary Howard, financial advisor, Howard Group of Robert W. Baird & Company. Mary has more than 20 years of experience in the financial services industry, and she's with us to talk about cracking the code to college financial aid. Mary, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here, Bill.
Mary, there's certainly a lot of talk in today's media about the cost of higher education and the student loan debt. We all know going to college is more expensive each year. Is there something new that perhaps we don't know?
There is, Bill. Data coming out now have shown just how bad that problem is. The cost for undergraduate tuition, room, and board are up 40% over the last decade. In this country, student loan debt has doubled since 2007 to more than $1 trillion. No matter what your income tax bracket, it is important for students and families to develop a game plan for affording college. One important piece to that plan can be financial aid.
Well, the challenge seems to be how to find government and institutional funding while at the same time working to obtain scholarships.
That's right, Bill. It really all comes down to where you apply. Most colleges use only your responses on the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA, to determine what you will be expected to pay toward college. If that amount is less than the cost of attendance, you qualify then for some needs-based financial aid.
You mentioned the most colleges use the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA. Are there some that don't?
There are, Bill. More than 400 institutions, including the Ivy Leagues and some flagship state colleges, require you to also complete what is known as the College Scholarship Service Profile, or CSS profile, to qualify for institutional assistance.
Okay, so most schools require you to only fill out the FAFSA, but some require both the FAFSA and the CSS profile. Why have we got all those initials? I'm not sure that, but it's part of what we do today. Am I right in thinking that each school may look at the information you provide just a bit different?
That is right. Schools that rely only on the FAFSA look exclusively at non-retirement assets and weigh students' assets more heavily than their parents. Neither small business assets nor home equity is included in the FAFSA analysis. Now, those schools that also use the CSS profile consider income streams that FAFSA-only schools do not, such as retirement accounts, life insurance plans, the equity you have in your home, plus any income and assets held by a non-custodial parent. Confusing.
A little bit. So those schools requiring the CSS profile take a more comprehensive look at student and family assets?
Yeah, Bill, that is generally true, though it's worth noting that some schools consider the CSS profile data differently. For example, while many CSS profile schools consider 25% of the student assets when calculating financial need, others may only look at 5%.
All right, so Mary, we know many of the basic steps you can take to lessen your reliance on student loans, things like saving for college when you're younger, perhaps getting a scholarship, choosing less expensive schools. Do you have strategies to consider when filling out financial aid applications?
I do, and this is where it's really important to have a financial advisor who understands the ins and outs of funding for higher education. Before you start filling out your financial aid applications, you may want to consider what financial steps you can take to optimize your eligibility. For example, Bill, let's say your top choice for college is a school that only looks at the FAFSA form. We know that heavily factors in students' assets, so you might want to consider a savings vehicle that is treated as a parental asset. Bill, one of those could be a 529 college savings plans or a Coverdale education savings account.
So it sounds like you have to fill out the FAFSA or any other report every year you attend an institution of higher learning, not just the first time you enter.
Unfortunately, that's correct, Bill, and that is the case of your family situation changes, and that's another consideration when it comes to applying for that financial aid. Let's say, Bill, you're considering selling an investment that would produce capital gains while you have a child in school. For that financial aid, capital gains are treated as income. If you don't want that income reported on your FAFSA form, you might want to make such a sale during your child's sophomore year in high school before you might fill out your first FAFSA form, or during his junior year in college after the last FAFSA has been filed.
So when you apply for the financial aid, indeed is important. What else should we be considering?
One important factor is that consumer debt isn't counted in the needs analysis formula. By paying off credit card balances and auto loans, you would reduce your available cash and potentially increase your eligibility for your students' financial aid.
So not only do you pay down your debt, but may perhaps get a financial aid benefit as well. Anything else?
There's one last factor to consider. Remember that the FAFSA does not consider retirement assets when calculating financial aid eligibility. You may consider maxing out contributions to retirement funds in the years prior to applying. Tax-deferred annuities and life insurance policies are also not considered assets.
Mary, that's a great number of things we need to be considering.
Bill, it is also good to be open to looking at other opportunities for further higher education support, such as state programs and armed forces. Many of them have very good benefits as well.
All right, so I feel informed. What should we do now, Mary?
Well, Bill, it is important, as always, when you're applying for financial aid, that you have a strategy when it comes to affording college. This also includes your school selection, scholarships, and the best use of families' personal resources also need to be considered. There are many professional resources out there that can help. Our office is wanting you to always consider us as a resource, and we are backed by a team of highly credentialed specialists who can work with you and us to ensure your college plans are appropriate for your current situation and goals.
Mary Howard, thank you. Mary, of course, financial advisor with the Howard Group of Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC. You should feel free to contact Mary at 605-275-2310. That's 275-2310 if you have Any additional questions for her on the topic, or visit the website at howardgroupofbaird.com. Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. We're in the middle of the British Open this morning, and the leaders are all at 5 under par, and one of those that is in the hunt is a guy named Adam Scott, not our Adam Scott, but the Adam Scott. Good morning to you, Adam.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Well, you got to be smiling a little bit. Your guy is played pretty well.
He did. One over today, but you know what? There's 2 days left in this little rascal of the tournament.
And it looks like 4 or 5 under 5 is in the house right now. It's pretty good. You got the likes of Sergio that's now on top of the board. Rory has come back a shot. Jim Furyk has moved up there. Tiger and Phil are now at even par. They're tied for 31st. Phil came in 2 under today. Tiger was 3 over in his first 2 holes. So you've been closer to TV sets than I have. What are you hearing on the British Open?
You know, a lot of good golf going on, and the best part with it being a links-style course and seeing as tall as some of those rough shots that these guys are hitting out, they're staying patient, and the greens are fast, so the balls are rolling quick for them, and they seem to be following.
When we have one of the four majors, and of course that's the Masters that's in April, the U.S. Open, which is in June, the British Open in July, and then the PGA in August, I would guess there's a lot more interest in golf indoors and out.
Oh, for sure. I just actually woke up early, got 9 outdoors today, as it's just gorgeous out there. And if you were like me and got out and played early, I would swing into golf addiction, maybe grab a cold beverage and watch some more of the British Open. As we'll have it up on a 15-foot screen. And then if you want to play away on your own link-style course, we happen to have St. Andrews on there, so you can play and have some good aiming oil and some great food. And we just got our couple of miniature golf holes finished up on the patio. So if you'd like to sit outdoors, enjoy the nice weather, and play around on our little miniature golf that we have installed on the patio.
Well, and you are probably the only people in South Dakota that could promote a 36-hole tournament on 4 courses, 3 outdoors and 1 indoors.
Yes, for sure. Next week, Friday, if you haven't signed up or if you looked at your planner and you're saying, you know, I need something to do, I would be looking at calling Golf Addiction, because this GA Tour is a blast. We start out heading north and playing up by Lake Cochrane, and then we're coming down to Brookings and then to Del Rapids, and then finishing up at Golf Addiction, all on a party bus, all with beer provided, food provided for an all-day golf day.
And so what's the reaction you get when you do that? I know it's kind of a new thing, but it looks to me like it might be a very successful and a fun-filled day.
It's definitely a fun-filled day, and the reaction is how many people are actually standing after a day like that. And from our previous GA tours, I would say people pace themselves very well, as people that tend to be golfers like to be competitive, and with it being a two-person scramble, they're still having a blast, but they were doing their aiming oil in moderate consumption so they could still score well.
Ironically, one of our partners in that golf show, Dave Austed, did a little 156 of the first ones that came in the door beginning at 6 o'clock Thursday. They got to pull a golf name. The TaylorMade SLDR driver will go to the person that pulled the winner. And right now, it could be most anybody. It could still be Adam Scott. What do you think?
It could be Adam Scott. And knowing that Adam Scott in the last couple of years has definitely been in the hunt to win this tournament, I'm thinking with the next couple days left of this guy, he's going to step up his game and actually bring home the trophy this time, as it's his year. He's going to make it happen, Bill.
Well, I felt very fortunate. I pulled Matt Kuchar. I think I might still be in the hunt by Sunday.
You might be, as he's been golfing pretty well all season long. But, you know, if you didn't go with that Adam Scott guy, Bill, I know you're going to lose some points on that fantasy golf league we got going on.
I think Adam Scott got picked very early, pulling it out of the box. He was the most sought-after golfer, and you and I both agree he should have a great tournament. Now, people should make reservations because you guys are busy and you got instructions as well. You helped some ladies not too long ago.
Yeah, we did a ladies' golf clinic in there, and, you know, the thing with reservations,
And why they're important is we've got a lot of different options at Golf Addiction. Whether you want to come in and golf one of over 50 different golf courses, to shoot on two of the different hunting simulators we have with about 40 different games, to miniature golf. We've got three different miniature courses you can play on our Big Sim surround unit. And then we also have that performance simulator that has the high-speed camera. So if you're looking to fix your slice or whatever you have going on and fine-tune it, come in and hit on the driving range, have us set up the cameras for you, and be your own coach and see what you're doing in your swing, as it's a pretty nice tool to have.
What a tour guide. Adam Scott, John Miller, Golf Addiction, 57th and Marion. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yes, you guys have a great day.
You bet. Well, you hungry yet, Rev?
I'm always hungry, Bill.
Jazz Fest, music, the golf, all the activities of the summer with Crazy Days.
I'm in the mood for a big salad.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that word salad, because starting Monday, we're going to start giving away some Valentino lunch tickets that can answer salad questions.
Oh, nice. Okay. That sounds good. Yeah, let's roll with that.
Trust me, I did not write the salad questions.
Okay.
But, John, are you all ready for a big weekend?
We are. We got the fish going and ready to open the doors in about an hour.
You know, when we have Jazz Fest, we have Crazy Days. We just have the good old summertime. No place to get yourself ready for the rest of the day than stop at Valentino's.
That is so true. And, you know, especially if you fill up with the pasta and get the power of pasta, you can make it through the rest of the day if you're shopping until your credit card runs out, or if you're playing sports until the game's over.
Well, and, of course, there is that early Saturday or Sunday morning brunch. Of course, for some it's early morning. For others, they've been up 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, we do open at 9 a.m., and we have a lot of brunch items like scrambled eggs. We have waffles and French toast. We also have ham, bacon, and sausage. We have a couple breakfast casseroles. We also have biscuits and gravy. There's a lot of brunch items as well as lunch items available.
I should have
fried chicken, too.
I should have probably given you this idea before, but that's all right. You're pretty much of a scrambler, okay? It is Fish Day. We are having the British Open Tournament all this weekend. Why not a little fish and chips?
Yeah, well, we do actually have, fries, we could call them chips, I guess, fish and chips.
Mm-hmm.
But, that would be a good idea.
All right, what about desserts? You know, salad's getting their due on this show. They're getting a lot more due than I'm used to giving. But, you know, Joy has convinced me it's important for our health to do that. But what about desserts, those that like to enjoy the sweet before they leave Valentino's?
Well, we've got about 6 different desserts that we make right here. If you ask your customers, a lot of them will say the number one is a cinnamon bread twist. Kind of melts in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
For others, it's the apple cobbler. For others, it's brownies with ice cream. Some of the kids will always tout the peanut butter chocolate chip temptation. Right now, we actually have a fresh strawberry pizza out, too, that is very well good. But we also can't forget our chocolate mocha pudding cake with real chocolate and vanilla ice cream go along with it.
All right, John.
I'm hungry.
John from Valentino's. We got another hour. We got to work here. John, maybe we'll drop by after 11 o'clock.
That sounds good.
We'll talk to you next hour. Rev, had a good first hour. We got a lot going on in the community.
Mm-hmm.
We set the stage.
Big weekend. Yeah.
All right, hour number two coming up. You're going to get a chance to meet a lady we've been promising for a year. All a part of It's Your Business. For now, our time's up. Thank you for yours.